Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 26, Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 4, chapter 26. King Puranjana goes to the forest to hunt and his queen becomes angry. Text number 1 to 3. All the texts are there?
One only.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ज्ञानतिमिरान्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदामाह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं भङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयं तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सदा नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके श्री नारद उवा नारद उवाच स एकधा महेश्वासो रथं पञ्चस्वं आसु दं द्विषं द्विचक्रं एकासं त्री वेणुं पञ्च बन्धुरम् सो सिन्स् इस् ओन्ली वन् श्लोक रिटन् आल् जस्ट् रीड् सेकेण्ड् श्लोक अण्ड् थर्ड् श्लोक अण्ड् देन् विल् रिपीट् ओन्ली द फस्ट् श्लोक एकरास्मि एकधाम्नम् एकनिदं द्विकुभारं पञ्चप्रकारणं सप्तवर्थं पञ्चविक्रमं हेमापास्करम् आरुह्य स्वर्णवर्णाक्षया इद एकधा एकादश चमूनात पञ्चप्रस्थम् आगतद्वनम् नारद उवाच स एकदा महेश्वासो रथं पञ्चस्वम् आसुगम् द्विषं द्विचक्रम् एकाक्षम् त्रिवेणुं पञ्चबन्धुरम् नारद उवाच स एकता महेश्वासो रथं पञ्चस्वं आसुगम् द्विशं द्विचक्रम् एकाक्षम् त्रिवेणुं पञ्चबन्धुरम् नारद उवाच स एकता महेश्वासो रथं पञ्चस्वं आसुगम् द्विशं द्विचक्रम् एकाक्षम् त्रिवेणुं पञ्चबन्धुरम् नारद उवाच नारद सेड् सः किं पुरञ्जन एकदा वन्स् अपान् अ टैम् महा ईश्वस carry his strong bow and arrows, ratham, chariot, pancha aswam, five horses, asugam, going very swiftly, dvisham, two arrows, dvichakram, two wheels, eka, one, aksham, axil, three, three, venum, flags, pancha, five, banduram, obstacles, eka, one, rasmi, rope, rain, eka, one, damanam, chariot driver, eka, one, nidham, sitting place, Dvi, two, kubaram, post to which the harness are fixed, pancha, five, praharanam, weapons, sapta, seven, varutam, coverings are ingredients of the body, pancha, five, vikramam, processes, haima, golden, upaskaram, ornaments, aruhya, riding on, suvarna, golden, varma, armors, akshya, inexhaustible, ishudhi, cure, ekadasa, 11, Samunata, commanders, pancha, five, prastham, destinations, objectives, agat, went, vanam, to the forest. Translation by Srila Prabhupada ki. The great sage Narada continued, my dear king, once upon a time, King Puranjana took up his great bow and equipped with golden armor and a quiver of unlimited arrows and accompanied by 11 commanders. He sat on his chariot driven by swift horses and went to the forest named Panchaprastha. He took with him that chariot two explosive arrows. The chariot itself was situated on two wheels and one revolving axle. On the chariots were three flags, one rein, one chariot driver, one sitting place, two poles to which the harness was fixed, five weapons and seven coverings. The chariot moved in five different styles and five obstacles lay before it. All the decorations of the chariot were made of gold. So it's a very detailed purport, about two pages. So please pay attention. There will be a quiz also in the middle. So just check whether you are awake or not. This is starting of a new chapter. In the previous chapter, we discussed how the characteristics of King Puranjana and how he was kind of all the time thinking about his wife and spending his time with the queen, and all these activities were happening. And now he's sitting aside and he is going to the forest. And We have to remember this whole thing. Narada Muni is narrating this allegorical story to King Prachinibhatisha. So sometimes, you know, like by the time these things are going, we may think, what is happening here? And so we have to just keep on reminding ourselves. King Prachinibhatisha was performing all these karmakandiya activities, animal sacrifices, animal killing, all these things he was performing. Narada Muni wants to impress upon him that he is wasting his time. He is wasting his time and there is no point in doing all these activities. And then the king does not seem to understand very, very in the first instance only he does not understand. So now he is explaining, now I am going to explain through an allegorical story. So now this story continues. And so we have to understand what Narada Muni's intention. If you keep that in mind, the whole thing will make every sense actually. Because otherwise it is very technical. This sloka is very technical, talking about pancha, sapta, now all these different things. Sometimes we get bewildered actually. So what is this? But if Srila Prabhupada makes it very clear, what is the purpose of all this description? What are we supposed to do in the whole thing? So it is. And we should not think that, okay, only King Prachinibhatisha, he is poor guy, he is having a problem. No, King Narada Muni is not telling this story only to King Prachinibhatisha. It is every living entity is the story is given. Because every living entity, we are engaged in various activities, various karmakandi activities or various pious and sinful activities and forgetting the destination. So Narada Muni is reminding what is our real destination, what is the position of Atma. So all these things it is explaining here. So if you can pay a bit attention, because two pages are there, but we can go through that, but so please pay some attention. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. These three verses explain how the material body of the living entity is under the control of three qualities of external energy. So this is the main point. Here it is said, the three qualities of the external energy. The body itself is the chariot, and the living entity is the owner of the body, as explained in Bhagavad Gita 2.13. Dehi nosmin yata dehe. The owner of the body is called Dehi, and he is situated within this body, specifically within the heart. The living entity is driven by one chariot driver. The chariot itself is made of three gunas, three qualities of material nature, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18.61. Yantra rudhani mayaya. The word yantra means carriage. The body is given by material nature and the driver of the body is Paramatma, the super soul. The living entity is seated within the chariot. This is the actual position. So now, so this here is the analogy of the chariot is given. So here it's explained, the living entity, the Atma, is the passenger. The living entity Atma is the passenger. The Atma has to reach a particular destination. And the chariot itself is body. The body is given as a chariot. And the body is made up of three modes of material nature. What are three modes of material nature, Hare Krishna? What are three modes of material nature?
Goodness, passion and ignorance.
Goodness, passion and ignorance. Okay. So if you can, I think you can help us actually. If you can, because this is a very technical subject. You are all pandits here. So you can help here. So there are three modes of material nature are there, and the body is made up of, and who is the person sitting in the chariot? Atma. That is us. And what is the chariot? Chariot is the
body.
Very good. I thought you were writing something and you were remembering everything. Yeah. So there is body. Body is the chariot, and the chariot is made up of three gunas, that's it. So that's what the first passage says, the body is made up of three gunas, and then we are the passenger sitting within the body, we are Atma, and who is the driver? Who is the driver? Intelligence is the driver. Atma. Paramatma is, actually you are right, in another place Srila Prabhupada mentioned, intelligence is the driver. I have that sloka. But here Srila Prabhupada refers, Paramatma, the super soul, is a driver. So sometimes, you know, like Vedic intelligence is also like it's there. But Paramatma is the real driver who gives the intelligence. So the body is given by material nature, and the driver of the body is Paramatma, the super soul. The living entity is seated within the chariot. This is the actual position. Okay, so now half well is clear now. So the living entity is always being influenced by three qualities: sattva, goodness, rajas, passion, and tamas, ignorance. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.13. Tribir Gunamayir Bhavair. The living entity is bewildered by the three qualities of material nature. These three qualities are described in this verse as three flags. By a flag, one can come to know who the owner of the chariot is. Similarly, by the influence of the three qualities of material nature, one can easily know the directions in which the chariot is moving. In other words, one who has eyes to see can understand how the body is being driven, influenced by the particular type of quality of material nature. In these three verses, the activity of the living entity is described to prove how the body becomes influenced by the quality of ignorance. Even a person wants to be religious. Narada Muni wanted to prove to King Prachini Barhishat that the king was being influenced by Tamoguna, the quality of ignorance, even though the king was supposed to be very religious. So this is the second paragraph. So here, normally when you see Australian flag, what do you understand? It's Australian. When you see Indian flag, Indian. The same way, that's what is explained here. If you see a particular person, the activities, so then you can say this person is in the mode of ignorance. The person is in the mode of passion. The person is in the mode of goodness. So you can find out. Huh? What will be the person of the goodness? What he will do?
He will be calm and peaceful.
Peaceful, yeah. The person in the mode of ignorance?
He will play lots of games.
Games? Okay. And he'll be sleeping most of the time. Huh? The passion, what the passion person will do, Hare Krishna, here, you also can contribute. Passion, if somebody is passionate, what will do? What will they do?
Working.
Yeah, working, yeah. Earning money, yeah. That's it. Yeah, that is passion. So, by these activities, you can find out whether the person is in the mode of passion, person is in the mode of ignorance, or the person is in the mode of goodness. So, here, Srila Prabhupada summarizes, Narada Muni wanted to prove to King Prachini Barhishat that the king was being influenced by Tamoguna, the quality of ignorance, even though the king was supposed to be very religious. So, why Narada Muni says that? Oh, after all, he was doing the right thing. He was performing whatever in the Vedas are said, he is performing the sacrifices. What is wrong in that? What is wrong? Why Narada Muni is saying he is in Tamoguna? So if somebody follows Vedas, they are in Tamoguna? Why Narada Muni says that? You should know that. Because what King Prachini Barhishat was doing, he was doing lot of animal sacrifices, animal killing he was doing. Even though the Vedas are prescribing some methods of animal sacrifice, but they are not for the people who are having in the mode of goodness. Even though these Vedas are there, actually Vedas have all the three things are there. Everything is there in the Vedas. That is why in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nishtraigunya Bhava Arjuna. The Vedas are always talking about the three guna only, and you have to rise above the three gunas. So that's an instruction given to Arjuna in the very beginning only, not in the end of Bhagavad Gita. The beginning only Arjuna says, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nishtraigunya Bhava Arjuna. See, don't dwell in this Traiguna. You just rise above the three gunas. That is the instruction. It's very, very elevated instruction. So, even though King Prachini Barhishat was doing sacrifices in the name of Vedas are giving sacrifices, the animal killing he was performing, and this was extensive animal killing, not just one or two here and there. It was extensive animal killing. The same way, when Lord Buddha appeared, the same thing was happening. Buddha's appearance was for what? Ahimsa. He thought all these living entities are suffering. He said, forget about the Vedas. So Buddha was a very empowered personality. He says, Sakti Avesh Avatar. So he can do anything. So he said, forget about the Vedas. So no, he said, don't do animal killing. So then everybody, animal killing is mentioned in the Vedas. We are following that. Then Buddha said, forget about the Vedas. He can do that. Okay, Lord, he can do anything. So the same way Narada Muni is impressing upon King Prachini Barhishat that King Prachini Barhishat was being influenced by Tamoguna because he was doing so many excessive animal killing in the name of sacrifices prescribed in the Vedas. He is creating lot of karma. The quality of ignorance, even though the king was supposed to be very religious. So then next paragraph. According to Karma Kandiya, so Srila Prabhupada puts everything very... See, Prabhupada spent so much time in writing these purports actually. It's like a
detailed, because this is like a, this sloka purport goes for 2 pages. Now, how much time Srila Prabhupada would have taken? Because we are reading purport only, we are finding it difficult, and Prabhupada has to dictate the purport and do all. It's very, so at least for that say, we should read this. At least because Prabhupada has taken so much trouble. Why? Just to give this knowledge so that we can understand what is the purpose of life and then go back home in this life only. Why to hang around here? What is there to hang around here? Just a little bit of checking out here, checking out there. We have been doing the problem. We come to this material world and then we are keep on checking out. And then I don't know when we are going to check out actually. Check out of this place. We are not going to check out and keep on checking in only. Yeah? They are not checking out. So, at least here these things are giving us some impetus for us to, we have to get out of this place. So, that is what he is explaining here. So, here according to Dharma Gandhiya, the process of fruitive activities, a person performs various sacrifices directed by the Vedas. In all those sacrifices, animal killing or experimenting on the life of animal to test the power of the Vedic mantra is enjoined. See, that's what it mentioned. Whatever he said. So it is, the Vedic mantras are there like that. But not all the Vedic mantras are recommending animal killing. One certain mantras are like that. So depending on somebody is in the mode of passion, mode of ignorance, they will be captivated by the mantra. I will take that mantra because if I perform this, I will get this benefit. Animal killing is certainly conducted under the influence of mode of ignorance. Even though one may be religiously inclined, animal sacrifice is recommended in the Shastra, not only in the Vedas, but even in the modern scriptures of other sects. These animal sacrifices are recommended in the name of religion, but actually animal sacrifice is meant for persons in the mode of ignorance. When such people kill animals, they can at least do so in the name of religion. However, when the religious system is transcendental, like the Vaishnava religion, there is no place for animal sacrifice. Such a transcendental religious system is recommended by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 18.66. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha isyami masucha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Because King Prachit Barhishat was engaged in performing various sacrifices in which animals were killed, Narada Muni pointed out that such sacrifices are influenced by the mode of ignorance. From the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Projita Kaitava Atra. All kinds of religious systems are involved in cheating are completely kicked out of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavad Dharma, the religious dealing with one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, animal sacrifices is not recommended. In the performance of Sankirtana Yajna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There is no recommendation for animal sacrifices. So this is the, even though the Vedas have given lot of prescription for animal sacrifice in the name of Karmakandiya section, but it is not recommended that everybody takes to that process. That is why Krishna says, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nish Traigunya Bhava. You have to rise above the three Vedas. Or then once you rise above that, then you will end up in doing this transcendental sacrifice. This is Yangai Sankirtana Praye Yajantihi Sumedasa. Yajna Sankirtana Praya. That is also yajna. This is also sacrifice. Much more powerful sacrifice. No animal killing, no karma kandiya, no jnana kandiya. All these things are not there. So that is why this type of sacrifice is recommended. So Narada Muni is hinting at that point. You are wasting time in performing all these big sacrifices, and the animal killing is not going to get you anywhere. You have to go repeatedly, go take birth again and again, and the animals are waiting there to catch you. They want to inflict pain upon you. So that is why intelligent person, yajantihi sumedasa. Sumedasa means, medha means intelligence. Sumedasa means the person who has a good intelligence. What he will do? Yajhai sankirtana praye yajantihi sumedasa. So the person, he will take to the easiest process of sacrifice, not the difficult one. He won't go to the difficult way of sacrifice because that is not needed. This is like a Kale Roshanide Rajan. Yastihi Eka Mahan Gunaha. Kirtana Deva Krishna. One small process is there, simple process is there, sublime process is there. Why we have to go through all the troubles and doing all these big sacrifices? You may get caught up somewhere, some karma, some reaction, take birth again and again. So these things are not needed. So that is why
Narada Muni is suggesting that. In these three verses, King Puranjana's going to the forest to kill animal is a symbolic of the living entity driven by the mode of ignorance and thus engaging in different activities for sense gratification. So, going to forest means what? Yeah, so just now we read. That means, what Prabhupada says here is a symbolic of the living entities being driven by the mode of ignorance and thus engaging in different activities of sense gratification. Going to the forest, hunting, this is what mentioned here. The material body itself indicates that the living entity is already influenced by three modes of material nature and that he is driven to enjoy material resources. The body itself is a disease actually. Sometimes the people think, you know, like I have a disease. Already a disease is there. The body itself is a disease. Why the body is a disease? Because it has to become old, it has to grow, and it has to die one day. That itself is a disease. And over and above that, we are adding these three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, ignorance. So, when the body is influenced by the mode of ignorance, its infection becomes very acute. When it is influenced by the mode of passion, the infection is at the symptomatic stage. However, when the body is influenced by the mode of goodness, the materialistic infection becomes purified. The ritualistic ceremonies recommended in religious systems are certainly on the platform of goodness, but because within this material world, even the mode of goodness is sometimes polluted by other qualities, namely passion and ignorance. A man in goodness is sometimes driven by the influence of ignorance. So, Srila Prabhupada elsewhere gives example. If somebody is in a third class prison, third class prison? Jail? You know jail? Third class jail. So, what the person should be thinking? I should? There is a third class jail, second class jail, first class jail. Third class jail means no window, nothing, you will be there only. Only food will be put inside and then you have to eat and sleep only. Second class jail, you will have a bed or something, you will have a little bit of water, one window will be there. And first class jail means everything will be comfortable, air condition will be there, newspaper will be there. So, what should be the person sitting in the third class jail, what he should do? He should come to first class jail. Yeah, that's what materialistic people think. Oh, I am in the first class, third class prison. I want to come out. Oh, it's big suffering. Let me go to second class. At least there is a window there, there is water there, everything is there. So, second class fellow, he thinks, oh, I am suffering. I will go to the first class. There is a newspaper there, television there. So, the fellow does not think, why should I stay in the prison? I should get out of this prison. The same thing Prabhupada explains here. Because the problem is three modes of material nature. One is a golden chain, one is the silver chain, one is the iron chain. You are chained already. You are chained by the three modes. And why you want to be chained? You want to be get out of this chain. That is what it suggested here. So what Srila Prabhupada says here, even though the Vedas are recommending the different sacrifices, different things, and it will elevate you to a certain position. Urdvam gacchanti sattvastha. If you perform all the goodness activities, you will be elevated to the higher planetary systems. Madhye tishtanti rajasa. If you are performing activities in the rajasic platform, you will be situated in the earthly platform. And if you perform all the abominable or sinful activities, you will go to the adho gacchanti tamasa. So you will go to the lower class. So intelligent person is not interested in any of this. Why? Yes, that's it. You got the point. You got all the purports actually. Very clear actually. You have everything very clear in your mind. Yeah, because he wants to go back to Krishna. He is not interested in urdham, madhya, nature. No, he is not interested in that. Because he wants to go back to God. His destination is param gatva nivartate. He wants to go to Krishna. And so he is not interested in doing this animal sacrifice, this karma kandiya, this jnana kandiya. He is not interested in any of this. If you are interested in this, then you have to again come back. That is why Shastra says, don't be interested in doing punya activities also. Don't be interested in doing pava activities also. There is a pious activity, sinful activity. Both are useless. Why they are useless? If you perform pious activities, again for enjoying the results of the pious activity, you have to take birth in the material world. If you are performing sinful activities to enjoy or suffer for the sinful activity, for that also you have to take birth again in the material. So that means a defeat actually.
Whether you pious or sinful, still you take birth in the material world. But the activities which are performed for the satisfaction of Lord Krishna, yajñātā karmaṇam anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. So if you perform activities for the pleasure of Krishna, that activity is neither pious nor sinful. It does not have any material reaction that will take us out of this material world. So that is why Narada Muni is giving a point. Now don't be interested in these activities. Don't perform karma kandiya. This activity is not recommended. You perform activities in pure devotional service so that you can finish this business of coming back and forth, back and forth, go back to the spiritual world. So that is what he is saying. So, next paragraph. It is herein described that King Puranjana once went to the forest to kill animals. This means that he, the living entity, came under the influence of mode of ignorance. The forest in which King Puranjana engaged in the hunting was named Panchaprastha. Like Indraprastha, Vanaprastha, say Panchaprastha. The word Pancha means five, and this indicates the objects of five senses. Five senses are, what are the five senses?
Five senses. Eyes, nose, mouth, ears, and hands.
Yeah. So here, Srila Prabhupada says, yes, the hands, the legs, the tongue, the rectum, and the genitals. Okay, these are five senses, working senses. This is like a karma indriya, jnana indriya. Like five working senses are mentioned here. By taking full advantage of these working senses, the body enjoys material life. You need senses. Then otherwise, how are you going to enjoy the sense objects? The senses are there, the objects are there, the sense objects are there. So, if you have to enjoy the senses, the sense objects, you have to use the senses, exercise that. So, the chariot is driven by five horses, which represent the five sense organs, namely the eyes, ears, nose, skin, and tongue. These sense organs are very easily attracted by the sense objects. Consequently, the horses are described as moving swiftly. On the chariot, King Puranjana kept two explosive weapons, which may be compared to ahankar. These two weapons are there, and Srila Prabhupada explains. This false ego is typified by two attitudes. I am this body, and everything in my body relationship belongs to me. This is ahanta. And everything in my bodily relationship belongs to me. Mamata, ahanta and mamata. So this is the two weapons. The two wheels of the chariot may be compared to two moving facilities, namely sinful life and religious life. The chariot is decorated with three flags, which represent three modes of material nature. The five kinds of obstacles or uneven roads represent the five kinds of air passing within the body. These are prana, apana, udhana, samana and vyana. The body itself is covered by seven coverings, namely skin, muscle, fat, blood, marrow, bone and semen. The living entity is covered by three subtle material elements, five gross material elements. These are actually obstacles placed before the living entity on the path of liberation from material bondage. Very technical. This is a big technical, but Lord Krishna says in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Bhume apo nalo vayu kam mano buddhi revacha ahankara iti yamme bhinna prakriti ashtata. That's what mentioned here, the 5 plus 3. Bhume apo nalo vayu, earth, water, fire, air, ether. These 5 things are there. This is gross elements. And manas, buddhi, ahankar, mind, intelligence and false ego. This is there. And above this is, what is above this? Manas, buddhi, ahankar. There is one thing which we have forgot. What is there? One thing before, above all these things.
Soul.
Atma, that is us. Indriyani paranyahu, indriyebhya paramanaha, manasastu para buddhi, yo buddhe parasastu saha. Because this is indriyas, senses are there, and sense objects are there, and then mind is there, intelligence is there, and above intelligence is atma, and above atma, paramatma is there. So within the body so many things are there. We are thinking this body, within the body has to move, so many things are there. So, see, that's why it's mentioned here. So, where Srila Prabhupada says here, the word rasmi, rope in this verse indicate the mind. The word nida is also significant, for nida indicates the nest where the bird takes rest. In this case, nida is the heart where the living entity is situated. The living entity sits in one place only. The cause of this bondage are two, namely lamentation and illusion. In material existence, the living entity simply hankers to get something he can never get. Therefore, he is in illusion. As a result of being in this illusory situation, the living entity is always lamenting. The lamentation and illusion are described here
as Vikubhara,
the two posts of bondage. This lamentation is mentioned. Icha dvesha, icha and dvesha. Desire and hatred. Icha dvesha. Icha dvesha samudrena dvanda mohena bharata. Because when the living entity comes to this material world, it comes with this formula. Icha dvesha. I like it, I hate it. I like it, I hate it. So, and then because of that, what happens? So here this lamentation. This is like a lamentation and illusion. Moha. This is like a moha. So, and Srila Prabhupada mentioned here that the hankers, the cause of this bondage are two, namely lamentation and illusion. What is lamentation? What is lamentation? Thinking about lamenting something. Lamenting means worry. Oh, what this? For example, I'll give an example. I don't have a car. Okay? I don't have a car. There is one lamentation. I don't have a car. So one, that is one kind of distress. I don't have a car. So once you have a car, okay, now you have a car, there is a little bit of happiness there. But next day, immediately one problem starts. Oh, somebody should not touch it. Somebody should not steal this. Somebody should not. So this is like you don't have a car, you have one problem. You don't have a car, you had one problem. When you have a car, another problem. Problem is still there. Okay, that's problem. And then somebody steals the car, then, oh, I had the car. I didn't have the car, one problem. Having the car, one problem. Lost the car, another problem. So, it's like a hankering, and this is like, that's why Brahma Pusa Prasannatma na sochati na kankshati. Sochati kankshati. Sochati kankshati. Because this is like a lamentation, and this is like a illusion. Illusion and lamentation will continue. As long as we are in the material world, that is why it's Bhagavad Gita, Krishna recommends we come to the next stage. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kankshati. He does not lament and he does not hanker. Oh, I want this, I want this, I want this. Or something goes away, he keeps on lamenting. Oh, gone, gone, gone. Not like that. So, the living entity carries out various desires through five different processes which indicate the working of the five working senses. The golden ornaments on the dress indicate the living entity is influenced by the quality of rajoguna, passion. One who has a good deal of money or riches is especially driven by the mode of passion. Being influenced by the mode of passion, one desires so many things for enjoyment in this material world. The 11 commanders represent the 10 senses and the mind. The mind is always making plans with 10 commanders to enjoy the material world. The forest named Panchaprastha, where the king went to hunt, is the forest of the five sense objects, form, taste, sound, smell and touch. This is thus, in the three verses, Narada Muni describes the position of the material body and the engagement of the living entity within it. Finally, we finished reading the purport. So, and while reading also, so this is what we have to understand. Because what Narada Muni is trying to say here, this is what I said in the beginning, we are going to ask questions. What Narada Muni, the whole, what is the theme of this verse? What is the whole purpose of this verse? What Narada Muni is trying to say? Hare Krishna, you can also open your mouth actually, if you want. Hey, what is the theme? Any idea? What Prabhupada says here? Understand this? Can you tell in one word or one sentence? You are all pandits actually. You have so much knowledge. Yes, you can start. You summarize the whole thing in one sentence. Can you? Why Narada Muni is saying all these things to King Prachini Parikshit?
He is telling the story like...
Yes?
He is just telling to tell him that like he should stop this animal killing.
Yes. Animal killing. And? Then what is the next step? Stopping animal killing is one thing. Next, what he should do? Yes, eventually he is going to say that. Actually, he is going to say, you are engaging your activities in animal killing, all the karmakandi activities, it's not going to get you anywhere, just you engage in pure devotional service. That is the instruction he is going to give. Okay. So now, so this is what is a, we start King Prachini Barhisha's problem actually. It is a universal problem. We all have the same problem. We also perform so many activities, we have so many things, so many responsibilities we have put on our head actually, thinking that I have to perform this. Like that's why Narada Muni is a great preacher. So when Valmiki Dasu Ratnakar, when he had this same problem, he said, you go and find out. He gave an argument also. He argued with Narada Muni, what can I do? Because I have to maintain my family. I have to maintain all these things. Then Narada Muni asks, you are performing all this sinful activity, this your family is going to take responsibility of any of this thing? You go and find out. They say, no, nobody wants to take responsibility. The individual, we have to take, as individually, we have to take responsibility. We come alone and we go alone. That's it. Eko bhunkete jiva. We come to this material world alone and we go alone only. Nobody, we can't blame, my wife was like that, my husband was like that, my children were like that, my father. No, we have to. Yes, father will have responsibility, mother will have responsibility. As an individual, we have to exercise our responsibility also. Can't just blame them, oh, it was like that, the weather was like that, that is what. No, not like that. So we have to, individually we are responsible. That is why it is mentioned here, we have to perform these activities. The sinful activities you perform, then you get reaction. Reaction for that, keep on getting, and then take birth again into the material world. So that's why Narada Muni is giving, very kind actually. He is telling that now you give up this activity. The same instruction was given to Dasu Ratnakar, the same instruction was given to Mrigari the hunter. Narada Muni is so powerful actually. You see the people, type of people he converted to devotion, like Valmiki, Dasu Ratnakar, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, great, great personalities. Now you what? All these Mahajans who they are mentioned in the Shastra, they are all the disciples of Narada Muni. How great your personality. So that is why we are coming in a parampara which is very, very, very powerful. Very powerful. Prabhupada has given so much knowledge. So we have to take it very seriously. This knowledge has to be taken seriously. Because this is a serious business. We are not just interested in performing some ritual and then going to the heavenly planet, Swarga Loka, and enjoy for some time. No, we are not interested in that. We are not interested in that. We are interested in this life only. We want to finish the business. That is why the number of people are also not like it. It's not like if something is like some of the, I saw there was one organization, 6,000 people came for one conference. 6,000 people coming for conference. But our temple, 500, 600 people. Because reason is, here the subject matter which we are discussing is very, very transcendental subject. Not because we are here, because the subject matter itself is not like nothing related with the body, nothing related with the sense gratification. So that is why the people also will be less. The example is given when you go to the gold shop. Nowadays gold shop also a lot of rush there. Previously we used to give example, gold shop only limited people, but now gold shop only a lot of people are there. But again, compared to fish market and gold shop, less number of people. So that is why, here the subject matter which we are discussing, sometimes we may think it's very difficult, but initially it may seem difficult, but the gain what we are going to get is tremendous actually. But what is the sinful life? Again and again, this is like you are going to become more and more entangled. But when we perform, initially these austerities may become little bit difficult, getting up in the morning and chanting the rounds and following these rules and regulations. It may seem little bit very difficult, but it is not difficult. It is just like some kind of regime you follow, and then the end result is like the Bhagavad Gita says, in the beginning it may seem like poison and the end it is nectar. But materialistic activities are like a beginning it may seem like a nectar, end it is poison. So better take a bitter medicine. Take a bitter medicine. It may be bitter in the beginning, but it is going to cure your problem. So that is what we are trying. This process is the Nivritti Marg. This is Marg, what we are following, Bhavat Marg. It's like initially it may seem, because we are accustomed to this material world, accustomed to sense gratification for yonks. So that is why if somebody says no sense gratification, we immediately get no sense gratification. Yeah, but the sense gratification is also there. First we offer that to Krishna, and then Krishna's senses are gratified, then our senses also become gratified. So that's it. The formula is easy. Sense gratification, we are not asking anyone to stop, but before our sense gratification, we indriya preeti, Krishna indriya preeti. We do Krishna indriya preeti first, then Atma indriya preeti automatically comes back. So we are not trying hard to do Atma Indriya Preeti, because Atma Indriya Preeti is called Kama, Krishna Indriya Preeti is called Prema. Simple. Indriya Preeti, don't have to give up Indriya Preeti. We are not like a philosophers, we completely negate everything. No, we have also Indriya Preeti, yes, but our Indriya Preeti starts with Krishna. When we start pleasing Krishna. Yasmin santushte jagat santushte. When Krishna is pleased, automatically we also please. We are part and parcel of Krishna. So when Krishna is satisfied, we also get the satisfaction. So that way, so these instructions are very powerful for us. So we can lead our life also. Lead our life in this way. Not this way, when Rupa Goswami gives the definition of bhakti, anya abhilashita sunyam. With anya abhilashita, no karma, no jnana, no this one, no that one. Means only this, our aim. At least in this one lifetime, let us see, try to please Krishna. And then see how Krishna orchestrates in our life. Krishna orchestrates in our life. He gives so much bhakti, so much knowledge, so much understanding, so that we don't have to come again to this material. Let's stop here. Any questions? Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions? I have asked so many questions. You can ask me if you want. No? Yeah, you have a question? Yes? Yeah, this Puranjana, that's what you call allegorical. What do you mean allegorical? Allegorical story. Because Narada Muni want to impress upon him something. Yes, you want to say something?
Yeah, why was
before
he was killing
animals?
Sorry? Why was he killing animals?
So after all this you are asking this question. Why he was killing animals? Mm-hmm. Because animal killing was recommended in the Vedas. You have to perform some sacrifice. Because in the Vedas there is prescription, you perform one sacrifice, you go to the heavenly planet, you will live there 1,000 years, you will enjoy life like that. You perform another sacrifice, you will go to the another planet and you will enjoy life. Indra Loka you will go and you will enjoy life. So people, somebody says that, I will perform that sacrifice, I will go to the enjoy life. So he performed the sacrifices thinking that I will do the sacrifice and I will enjoy my life there. But what he didn't understand is, he has to come back again to this material world. That's what Krishna says, because he didn't understand that even though I may live in the Indraloka, Chandraloka for some time, then when the credit is finished, then I have to come again back to the material world. Kshine punye matya logam vishanti. So he has to come back to the material world. So he didn't understand that. That's why Narada Muni is giving. Yes?
Was he following exactly according to the Vedas, or he just saw animal killing and just started?
Vedas have everything. That is also we discussed. Vedas have everything. You want this Shastra, that Shastra, everything is in the Veda. Karma Kandiya is in the Veda, Jnana Kandiya is in the Veda, Upasana Kandiya is Veda. Pure bhakti is also in the Vedas. But what you take, that is important. It's like a Veda is like a Kalpa Vriksha. The Kalpa Vriksha, you go and you think that I should have a nice bed will be there. I should have nice food will be there. And in the within way, with the bed, then you think that under the Kalpa Vriksha, now a tiger may come, and tiger may eat, tiger will eat you also. So what we do under the Vedas, Vedas are there, but under Vedas so many prescriptions are there, what we follow. So that is why we need the authority, we need the Guru. So the Guru is like, you go to the medical shop, now give me one medicine, I have a problem, give me one medicine. What medicine he will give?
The medicine that you need.
Yeah, but how will you know?
The doctor is.
That's why the living entity goes to the Guru. Guru sees the disease. What is the disease? Oh, you have this disease. Okay, you have to get that prescription he gives. So you go. So same way, even though the Vedas is like a big medical shop, so many medicines are there, but we don't know what medicine to give. The pharmacist also will not know. But the doctor knows what is your body, your situation, what disease you have. So accordingly he will give a medicine. Okay, this you take. The same way, the Guru is the one who prescribes a method for us. So the method is chanting Hare Krishna, taking Krishna Prasadam. So this is the prescription for not only for us, all of us in the material world, especially in the Kali Yuga, taking this process, that is the prescription. That is why Narada Muni is trying to bring Prachini Barhishat, King Prachini Barhishat. So you to answer your question, Hare Krishna. This is an allegorical story. Allegorical story means it is not a real one, it is an allegory. It is given example. Some example is given to drive a point. To drive a point, Narada Muni is giving an example. And finally he is going to say to Puranjana, you are the Prachini Barhishat, you are the Puranjana. He is going to say that in the end. So that means, like a same Prachini Barhishat story only, you just change the name from Puranjana to Prachini Barhishat to Puranjana. So that's it. Anything else? Yes, Mataji?
Just in the thought, I read one line.
Out of the whole purport, you are reading one line. That's good. I think you have a lot of courage actually. After reading whole purport itself is a big thing. Yes, Mataji.
How the body comes under the influence of quality
of ignorance. Yeah. Even when a person wants to be religious. Yes. So this is
happening to
happen
now
to
tend to
kill that. Yes. Yeah. Correct. Because so the thing is, you want to be religious. See, everybody, even the person who killed this one famous singer was there. No? Like he was killed. John Lennon. Okay. So why did you kill? God asked me to do. For everything there is a record. He is saying that it is God has inspired me. Even the person who is killing the animals also saying, I am doing because of the he will quote the Vedas. Like they quoted to Buddha. No? Like why you are killing animals? The Vedas are sanctioning that. That's why I am killing. But Vedas are saying something else also. Why can't you do that actually? Vedas are saying perform pure devotional service. That they won't do. Because that is why when you are impelled or when you are forced by the Rajoguna and Tamoguna, when you Rajoguna and Tamoguna, when you approach the Vedas, then that means these things will be visible to you. All the animal sacrifice and all this, those things will be visible. No? But when you are in the reasonable mode of, that is why the people in the mode of goodness, and they start worshipping, no? They won't go to this type of worship. So that is why it is very, very essential that we at least come to the minimum come to the stage of goodness, passion. Passion and ignorance is going to be drag us to the material world. But at least we come to the stage of goodness, then there is a little bit of sanity. Little bit of sanity. But not that we don't want to remain in goodness for eternity, but little bit of sanity will be established. That's why it is very essential. This we read the scriptures, we read Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, which enhances our, sharpens our intelligence. Sharpens our intelligence and puts us in the mode of goodness. Because otherwise, actually Suddha Sattva is only going to help us. Not the even mode of goodness is a first class person or the golden handcuff. Golden handcuff. Golden handcuff is also useless actually. The same way. But thing is better than the other situation. So you have a little bit of freedom and then you can think, oh. So that is why he says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudur. After so many births and deaths, the only intelligent person, why am I doing all these things? Why am I going to Interloka and coming back? Going Chandraloka and coming with it? No, I want to go to a place from where I don't want to come. Then that intelligence, yeah, that is not a process. Then the process is engage in pure devotion. So that the process what Sri Prabhupada explains is, when we are impelled by modes of passion and ignorance, even though you want to be religious, only these things make sense to you. That animal killing, animal sacrifice, those, because they are also, we can instant sense gratification. See, somebody says, you put this, and then, for example, you put coconut. Coconut you plant, after 20 years the coconut will come. So you put little bit of sesame seed, next morning only that the plant will start. People are interested in instant sense gratification. Instant, everything instant. But what the devotional line is, you put the effort, like a coconut planting, you slowly do ato shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya. It may seem like a lengthy process, but end prayojana is like Krishna prem. You are going to get that. But the other processes, it will get you up to Chandraloka or Indraloka. Then after that, everything is, credit is finished. Then you have to come back again. But in our case, when you perform pure devotional service, you go back to Vaikuntha or go back to Goloka, Vrindavan, yet Gatvana Nivartante, Tadhama Maravama. You don't have to come back again. So that is why it may be a little bit difficult process in the beginning, like a bitter medicine, but the end result is the beautiful one. So that is why somehow or other we have to cultivate the mode of goodness and then transcend that also. Not that we stay in the mode of goodness forever and then we have to go above the mode of goodness also. Hare Krishna. Mataji?
I think I need to understand something. The killing of the animals. The animals are signified in the sense objects, then killing is exploiting. I don't know what, because he said he's affected by mode of ignorance. That means illicit sense gratification, because can be illicit and illicit. And when you kill animals, you can hurt other human beings because you explore them for human beings. strong.
Yeah, when you are doing animal killing, you like the four principles, your mercy aspect is gone. Like when we kill animals indiscriminately, when we kill animals, whatever the mercy aspect of that is completely gone also. So it may, but it's mentioned here that he was performing physically killing. Actually, signify anything, because this Prachini Barhishat was literally killing animals and performing sacrifices. So it's like a practically killing.
That was not allegory.
Yeah, not allegory. He was.
That's why he was.
Yes. But there is allegory. You are right. There is allegory where Srila Prabhupada says the person going to the forest, that means for enjoying the senses. That is correct. But killing animals is okay. But here, the person going to the forest and engaging in the killing, that is a sense gratification. That is correct. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else? Thank you very much. Big purport. Thank you for all your support, cooperation. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantharasimad Bhagavatam ki.